members on the line, just hit star one if you have questions for any of the coaches here today. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the UNCW Seahawks, C.B. McGrath. Good morning, Coach McGrath.
Good morning, Rob. How you doing?
I'm doing well. A split of a difficult road swing for you guys, and you bounced back from a loss at William & Mary to pick up an exciting 83-82 win at Drexel on Saturday. Just talk about how you think your team performed on the two games last week.
Yeah, I thought we got off to a great start at William & Mary. We were up 9 at half. I felt good. I felt comfortable. And we came out and just sort of laid an egg in the second half, just came out lackadaisical. And against William & Mary, you take 3 or 4 possessions off on defense, and that's going to be a 9 or 12-point run because they can make three-pointers really quick. They got back into the game in the first minute and a half. I called a timeout. We were only up one. And then we battled back and forth, a couple lead changes here and there, and then it was about 6 minutes to go or something like that. They went on that little run, and we just couldn't get back in the game. But they're a really good team and had a great season, obviously, and offensively they're terrific. And then we went up to Drexel and got a lead early, and they were coming off the greatest comeback in NCAA history, so I don't think any lead is insurmountable for them. We're up about 10 or double digits, and they came back and took the lead in the second half, but in the end we just made one more basket than they did or got that one last stop. They had a couple of shots at it and just didn't fall for them, and we're thankful to get that win and be the sixth seed in the CAA tournament.
That's what I was going to ask you about. How big for your guys to be able to get that sixth seed and get out of that opening round?
Yeah, I mean, people have played 5 games in 5 days, 4 games in 4 days in the past, but yeah, if you want to choose, you want to just play the 3 games. So we're no worse off or no better off than anybody else in our league that's 1 through 6. Everybody has to play 3 games in 3 days if you want to win a tournament, but you got to win your first game to even get to your second. So, all that is immaterial if you don't play well your first game.
We're here with UNCW head coach C.B. McGrath. If you have a question for him, hit star one on your keypad. We've got one in queue. LF, you'll open up Mark Herman's line, please.
Mark Herman's line is now open.
Hi, Coach. It's Mark Herman from Newsday on Long Island. I just wanted to get some thoughts from you on what do you guys do so much better in your second game against Hofstra than you did in the first game against Hofstra this year?
Well, I mean, it was at home. Difference between road and home. They got off to a hot start at their place, made a lot of shots, and they kept making shots. We couldn't get any stops. Then they came down here, and we played, obviously, better. Devontae had a huge game. Some other guys played well and held some of their guys in check. Up there, Pemberton scored a lot of points, and Wright Foreman scores a lot of points every game. And Juicy's had a nice game the first time. And so their big three were really good. And they had some other guys step up. And then the second time, we did a little bit better defensively. Got on a roll at home, and the crowd got behind us, and we made some shots. And it might have been overall our best game of the year, just from start to finish, just with all the pieces that you consider, rebounding and defense. So it was good to see us play so well against them the second time, and realize that we split with them, and we have some confidence that we can be successful against them. But in saying that, we have to execute our game plan better than they execute their game plan, because it's the third time we've seen each other, so we know what each other's going to try and do. We just got to execute.
Yeah. And just for you personally, because this is a great year, a great experience, what sort of things have you learned in this year as a head coach?
I can't even begin to start. I learned this a lot. There's been a lot of close games, how to deal with the team, how to go through practices, how to deal with losses. I'm not done learning. I don't think any coach has ever done learning, but every situation that I encounter is a learning experience because it's my first time through it as a head coach. There's a lot of different worries, a lot of different stresses, a lot of different things that take your time away from, what you're used to as an assistant. The things that I worried about, the things that I knew as an assistant, I don't get to go back on as a head coach. You got to do some other things, and it's everything, like I said, has been a learning experience.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Ella, can you open up the line of Alex Riley, please?
The line of Alex Riley is now open.
Hey, Coach, we've talked about the road a lot this year. How important was it for you guys to get that win away from home, away from the state of North Carolina last game of the regular season for confidence going into the conference tournament?
I think every win this year has helped with our confidence, the guys have competed for the most part on the road. We've had a couple games where we didn't necessarily show up like we wanted to, but we've been really close, and the ball didn't bounce our way in the end, in the last minutes, or it bounced, in the way of our opponent. But getting the win and being the sixth seed, both those things, I think, really helped our guys. And, that's their last memory of being on the road. So you always want to have positive feelings as your last memory. You don't want to, squander a big lead or something like that and lose as your last memory of being on the road. So it definitely helps, but it's not the end-all, be-all. We still got to perform. It's a neutral site. Hopefully we have quite a few fans in the stand in Charleston, and they get behind us, and we get off to a good start.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
CB, obviously you've got some guys, especially Devontae and Jordan Talley, who have been played large roles in teams that have won this tournament over the past couple of years. How much have those guys talked to some of the newer guys that you have, and how much will you lean on them this weekend?
Well, yeah, obviously they're going to share their experiences, and we had a little team meeting yesterday. It's sort of strange to have so much time off before you play again, because we've had the conference season going here for the most part, and we had that James Madison makeup game. So we actually have a little more time to meet and digest and explain things. And, a lot of the guys on the team were part of it, didn't play major roles. And so they saw what it took and know what North Charleston Arena looks like and all those kind of things. But, Devontae and Jordan, they've had huge years for us. They've been really consistent. Hopefully they'll get some all-CAA accolades when that stuff comes out, whenever it comes out. But they're gonna lead us like they've led us all season, and the guys are gonna try and follow what they're saying and sort of go from there. But every year's different. All the matchups are always different, all the teams are always different. But we just need to play our best basketball these next 3 days in North Charleston on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
All right, CB, thanks for taking time with us today and all season long, and see you this weekend in Charleston.
All right, thank you, Rob. Have a great day.
Thank you.